The show you are listening to is a new show from KCDM. We're calling it Pastor's Perspective.
Did you know, and this is a Marty tangent.
So the priest has two options of what they can say when they put ashes on your forehead. Mm-hmm. So they have repent and believe in the gospel.
Okay.
And then remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. Which one do you think you're going to go with and why?
It is a kind of a funny story because when you fast or abstain from meat and you eat fish, for meat is my choice. So
you're saying you eat meat on Fridays?
I eat fish.
I love to kind of look at canon law. So canon law, you know, the Church of Law.
Yeah.
We're going to look at two canons and specifically talk about it. So we're going to look at canon 1251 and 1252.
Do we truly hunger for Christ? And are we willing, as you said, to go into the desert with him? Or
Okay. Do
we hunger for the things of this world?
Here's your host.
Hello to everyone out there at KCDM who is listening. We're glad you have joined us. The show you are listening to is a new show from KCDM. We're calling it Pastor's Perspective. And it's going to be a weekly talk discussion show focused on the gospel readings for these weekends of Lent. The talk each week will also incorporate one of the precepts of the Catholic Church into the discussion. And then we're going to pair those to the gospels and then kind of talk about what they have in common and talk about Lent in general. KCDM has always wanted to do kind of a local show like this to bring the local pastor's perspective to you and to talk about parts of the faith and the church that are maybe not so well known to everybody, to try to live up to our calling as evangelizations. So we hope to help with a deeper reflection this Lent. Pastor's Perspective will focus on the gospel for Sunday. In Lent, this Sunday's in Lent, and how it ties into the precepts of the Catholic Church. We're not going to take them all in order. So for the first Sunday of Lent, the Pastor's Perspective is featuring Father Marty, Father James, and Father Dennis. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to be focusing on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. And the fathers will also be expounding on the fourth precept of the Catholic Church. You shall observe the days of fasting and abstinence established by the Church. And first, I want to talk a little bit about the format of the show. It's going to be kind of a free-for-all show, a little bit reminiscent of two priests in a car. So tonight we're going three priests and a revert. So. And it's going to be a five-part series for the five Sundays of Lent, kicking off on Ash Wednesday.
Well, how about before that? How about if we do a prayer, okay?
There we go.
All righty. So we're going to do the prayer that we've been asked to pray for the Synod. And that could be another topic, too. We could talk about the Synod sometime. But here it is. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We stand before you, Holy Spirit, as we gather together in your name. With you alone to guide us, make yourself at home in our hearts. Teach us the way we must go and how we are to pursue it. We are weak and sinful. Do not let us promote disorder. Do not let ignorance lead us down the wrong path, nor partiality influence our actions. Let us find in you our unity so that we may journey together to eternal life and not stray from the way of truth and what is right. All this we ask of you who are at work in every place and time, in the communion of the Father and the Son, forever and ever.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Marty.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go into the introduction to the gospel. And Father James, I think you're going to read the gospel.
I will read the gospel.
All right.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. And this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, and that, we thought when we were pairing up the precepts with the Gospels, number four was clear winner and a clear fit for that. You shall observe the days of fasting and abstinence established by the church. So, why do we fast?
The easy answer is we fast so God can fill us up. That's my opinion. So we fast so God can fill us up. But I think before we kind of go into why do we do what we do, you know, I think we need to talk about maybe a little bit of the spirit behind why we do it. You know, because, you know, one of the things, and I think this is so funny, it's one of the stories I think about with my mom, especially on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday when we couldn't eat in between meals. My mom at 12:01 on Thursday or that Saturday was down getting donuts, and I'm trying to think of the donut place in Keokuk. It wasn't Stan's Pastry Shop, it was some other place.
Stan's is good, though.
Yes, Stan's is very, very good. The cream horns, especially.
Delicious.
Yes. Did you know, and this is a Marty tangent, did you know that I have taken Stan's cream horns on two pilgrimages with me? Wow. I took it with me on the messenger trip to Rome, and I had one outside St. Peter's Basilica.
Oh, my goodness.
And in Athens, Greece, on top, you know where the old Parthenon is? I had one up there as well, too. Both pictures are hanging on the wall at Stan's Pastry Shop, 814 Main Street in Keokuk, Iowa, 52632.
Wow. You've gone on more pilgrimages eating a Stan's pastry than I have ever left the country.
There you go. I'm just surprised they got through the customs and everything in my suitcase. You know, food, so.
The power of the collar, maybe.
It was a bold move. I'm glad it panned out all right. So, but no, my mom would always do that. But the thing is, the funny thing is, she would go with Monsignor Feeney, God rest his soul. They'd go down together and get donuts.
At 12:01?
At 12:01.
They were open that early.
Yes.
Or that late.
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
And they'd go down and get donuts at 12:01 to break the fast. Mm. And I was like, that's not the idea behind the fast, because when I was in the seminary, I knew everything. And basically, my mother said, "Shut up, Martin."
Jeez. Oh my goodness!
But I do think we do fast to not just to observe a rule, but it's to let God fill us. Mm-hmm. And the other thing too, and I think we'll talk a little bit about this, is we fast so we can feast. So we fast for 40 days,
okay,
so we can feast at Easter.
Yeah, but how many days are you actually required to fast, though, in the Catholic Church?
2 or 3? 2. Well, it's Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, although the church does encourage us to continue the fast in the Holy Saturday.
True.
Through the vigil.
True.
So yeah. I'm going to say 2 official days.
2 official.
But we are encouraged to do the third day as well.
Yeah, those days are?
Father Dennis?
No, I have a funny story first.
Oh, well, it's Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, but he's got a funny story. All right.
I have a funny story because we say on Good Friday and Ash Wednesday, you have to abstain from meat. And most of the times, we use fish because the fish is not taken as a meat. And for me, fish is my best food, is my favorite food. So it is like, now, am I fasting? Because you have to fast something which really you like. But for me, I don't like meat. I like fish. So it is a kind of a funny story because when you fast or abstain from meat and you eat fish, for me, it is my choice. So
you're saying you eat meat on Fridays?
I eat fish.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking there.
Yeah, I eat fish.
Okay, confessions are Saturdays at 11, to let you know.
Yes.
Okay. At what worship site are they available at?
They're available at St. John's Church.
11 to noon. 11 every to noon. Saturday.
Yes. But we'll get to that in the... what precept is that? That's the... hold on just a second.
That's number 2.
That's the second precept. All right. We're talking about which one today? Number 4. All righty.
So then the other thing I wanted to ask about is everybody thinks of fasting as giving something up or not eating meat or not eating sweets or whatever. But is there a, I know I've been, lately I've been doing, instead of giving something up, I've been doing something extra. Going to the Stations of the Cross, going to Eucharistic Adoration, doing something that will bring me closer to Christ during Lent and help me prepare for Easter. So is that a, in addition to eating fish?
I think we got to look at the definition of the two. So you got fasting, which is only having one full meal, and then you can have 2 other smaller meals, but they can't equal another full meal. And so the 2 days we do fasting are Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. But then there's also the abstinence where we abstain from meat. So we do that on Ash Wednesday, the Fridays in Lent. And the church actually encourages us to also kind of do a penitential, an abstinence of not necessarily maybe meat, but an opportunity for us to kind of recall, you know, Christ's passion and death on the cross. For many of us, we kind of only get wrapped up in a Lent. We only think about Lent and, you know, those are the 40 days. We think of those delicious Knights of Columbus fish fries from 5 to 7 out at St. Mary and Patrick's. But it's just that opportunity to kind of see, like, all right, how do we kind of reorient our lives to point us closer to of Christ on the cross? So, you know, you talked about, you know, going to the Stations of the Cross, great devotional items to do on those Fridays, you know, to really unite ourselves with that of Christ on the cross. But maybe it's that opportunity to kind of look and see, kind of do some self-reflection. You know, where is it in our life that kind of takes us a little bit away from Christ? Or maybe we have those favorite attachments. You know, for me, I love Diet Pop. I don't care what kind it is, as long as it's on sale. I like buying the cheap stuff.
And you even kind of, soup the... The grocery store the last time for 3 for $1.49?
No, it's two for $1.48, but you can only buy 2 at a time. So you had to kind of, but that's a different story.
Okay, gotcha.
That's on the confession story. I think Father Dennis has got something.
I have another point to add here that when you fast, for example, you abstain from meat, even drinks. Yeah. So the point behind also, from spiritual point of view, is that fasting and helping others, maybe the needy, is also related to fasting. Because when you abstain from meat, for example, you have to take that amount, for example, of money, which you could use to buy maybe meat, and donate that money to someone in need.
Mm-hmm. I think a wonderful opportunity for that is like the CRS Rice Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
You always kind of see that, during Lent time, we have the little pop-up little boxes that you're able to put, you know, your coins in, and you have to be able to kind of take that opportunity to, how do we look out for, you know, because we know in the response, you know, in the Psalms, the Lord hears the cry of the poor, right. But how well do we truly hear the cry of the poor?
Good point. Yeah. And the other thing too is, because I don't know, you know, I've been ordained almost 30 years now, but there's two things that I get asked, you know, or one thing that I hear a lot and one thing I get asked a lot this time of year. First of all, you know, I'm going to give up Diet Pepsi, but I'm going to change to Diet Coke. But I'm giving up Diet Pepsi, but I'm going to drink Diet Coke or something else diet, you know. You know, so that is, you know, I think, again, it's that spirit that's behind, you know, giving something up, the, you know, of fasting. The other thing, too, is, and technically following the rule of the law, they're right, but do we keep with the spirit of the law? Well, Father, I gave up Pepsi during Lent, but I can have it on the Sundays because those days don't count in the 40 days of Lent.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, is it, are we keeping the rule of the law or are we keeping the spirit of the law?
I like that.
Yes. And for me, you know, we want to keep the spirit of the law. I understand why the Sundays of Lent aren't counted because, you know, it is the Lord's day. It's the day of resurrection. But also we are called to keep that spirit of the law. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, that, you know, we're going to have to do with our girls playing in Des Moines this week. Oof. It's going to be tough because you've got me hooked on this.
All right. So
go ahead.
Quick side story. So I grew up in a small town, Colfax, close to Des Moines. A favorite place that I like to go to was a place called Tasty Tacos. Catholic family that owns it. They're closed on Sundays. Love their tacos. So the tradition is, Ben, is when our teams have gone up for state competition. So we had boys soccer last year. We had wrestling this year. So go to Tasty Tacos. You get, you know, a couple chicken tacos. Delicious. But Ash, they play the first game on Ash Wednesday. That means no Tasty Tacos.
What about fish tacos?
I'm not a bean taco.
That's what I was going to say.
See, I'm not a bean taco kind of guy. And I don't know, like fish, like I'm not sure. But I think the individual that I'm going to be riding up with, he loves his McDonald's filet of fish. So I got a feeling he might be stopping and getting a little filet of fish action at McDonald's. I'd probably prefer either Subway or Jimmy John's, you know, tuna sandwich, but that's just me.
Mm, understood. And the same thing if they win Wednesday, we got to go back on Friday. No Tasty Tacos. So we've got to get to the championship game.
And I'm hoping, if they play it with, you know, God willing, they're going to play on Friday. I'm hoping it's an early morning game so we can get back for that nice Columbus fish fry.
That is true.
$12 gets you a meal this year. Delicious fish, shrimp, or shrimp. It's going to be great.
Amen. And you know what I'm going to miss this Lent for the first time because I can't eat it?
What's that?
My favorite Lenten meal. And see, this is where abstinence is hard for me. It's like what you said, Father Dennis. You know, yes. You love fish.
Yes.
You know. For me, my favorite Lenten meal is grilled cheese and tomato soup. You cannot go wrong with grilled. I can make grilled cheese and tomato soup. It's the one thing I can fix in this kitchen is grilled cheese and tomato soup.
When are you going to make us some grilled cheese? I don't care about tomato soup.
Okay.
Let's focus on the grilled cheese.
I will make a grilled cheese whenever you want me to.
All right. You heard it live.
This
might even be a Facebook Live kind of a thing.
That is true. But you know, with my treatments and the cancer and everything, I can't eat, you know, really a lot of tomato based products. So no tomato soup for me.
So we've talked a lot about, you know, what abstinence fasting is.
Yeah.
I think I love to kind of look at canon law. So canon law, you know, the church of law.
Yep.
We're gonna look at two canons and specifically talk about it. So we're only gonna look at Canon 1251 and 1252.
Sounds good.
So Canon 1251 says, abstinence from meat or from some other food as determined by the Episcopal Conference, which would be for us, would be the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops,
mm-hmm.
is to be observed on all Fridays unless a solemnity should fall on a Friday. Abstinence and fasting are to be observed on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. So that's kind of talking about abstinence from meat, so not eating meat. Let's look at, you know, the idea of fasting. So the idea of fasting, 1252, well, it's actually going to talk a little bit about abstinence first. So the law of abstinence binds those who have completed their 14th year.
Yes.
So if you are over the age of 14, you are required to abstain from meat unless there is medical or health reasons. Or health situation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The law of fasting binds those who have attained their majority, which would be 18 years of age, to the beginning of their 60th year. So if you are 60 plus, congratulations. You are not required to fast, but you are encouraged to fast. Pastors of the souls and parents are to ensure that even those who by reason of their age are not bound by the law of fasting and abstinence are taught the true meaning of penance.
Amen.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah.
Now, how was it for you, though, when you know, in your household, did your mom or dad say, you know what, Martin, Marty, you're under 14, we're going to let you eat, you know, a hamburger tonight while the rest of the family eats fish?
Nope. And one of my, and this is a, and I did confess this.
All right.
Okay. Because I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
And the big thing to do in Keokuk on Friday night was to drag Main Street, or as we call it, scoop the loop.
All right.
So we'd start at Kmart, drive out and turn right and go down Main Street to the river.
All right.
Go around Victory Park in the river and go back up Main Street to Kmart. Okay? That's all you did was just do these loops.
I'll just keep agreeing. I have no idea where any of those places are.
All right. So there's this one Friday in Lent where I'm trying to, I'm really trying to impress this girl.
All
right. And you know what happens? She pulls up right beside me.
What kind of car does she drive? Is this like a Chevy Chase scene?
No.
Like
this is me and my banana, my 72 Ford LTD. And I think she's driving a Ford Mustang.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. I was a little jealous. But, you know, we roll down the window and we get the, hey, why don't we go to the Pizza Hut? I'm like, all right. And so we go to the Pizza Hut. I'm like, what would you like? How about sausage? And this is a Friday during Lent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, sounds good to me.
to impress a girl. Man.
I know.
All right. So I know we talked earlier about, you know, your favorite meal is grilled cheese and tomato soup during Lent.
Yes.
What are your other kind of go-tos?
During Lent?
During Lent.
Actually, it is, I will go with you. I will go to the Subway with you for tuna.
All right.
Okay. Because I was there for a tuna sandwich today, and I asked them if they're bringing back seafood and crab, because I would have done that.
Ooh.
And they said, it's not coming back. And I'm like, come on. What are you doing with your life here? Come on. So I do like tuna fish.
All right.
Because you know you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. But anyway.
Don't quit your day job. I won't.
Okay. And
there's actually a song like that.
Yes, there is. And the other one that I really love is, and I can make this too, is Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
But one of the things I really miss is my dad's baked macaroni and cheese with the crackers on top. It was good. Those are some of my go-tos.
I used to combine macaroni and cheese and tuna with a little Miracle Whip.
Oh. Yep.
That was a college favorite for me during Lent. So.
Father Dennis, what are some of your favorite meals to have during Lent? Those Fridays?
Well, I don't think I need to go with the fish because that is my favorite food, so I might go with the vegetables.
So like what would your favorite meal look like on a Friday in Lent?
Yeah, I can maybe, let's say, like tuna salad, as Father said. That is a good meal. And also, I like fruits. So mostly, I will be going with the salads and the fruits.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to add also about the spiritual aspect of fasting, which Father Maldi has said. Yeah. It is like a testimony from me, from myself. It was 2019. I went back to Africa, but I knew that my nephew had a problem. He was possessed with the evil spirits.
Mm.
Yeah, so I knew it, and he was sick for 1 month. And when I went back home, I had to go and fast in a retreat center for 2 weeks, preparing myself to do exorcism to that guy. So it took me time, of course. I had to be prepared. And when I went, really, it was a hard job. Mm-hmm. It took me 4 hours to make sure that he's fine. And after 4 hours, he was good. And the next day when I went back home, he was really fine. And now he's enjoying his high school. So I see the fruits of fasting, which helped me also to do that exercise of exorcism and helping that that boy. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's one of the things we're called to Ash Wednesday as well, too, is our Holy Father has asked us to fast for an end to the war in Ukraine.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I know it's a fast day for us anyway, but I think it's something that we can do, to join. It's not just about me, but it's like, you know, what you said with the rice bowl. You know, because one of the habits that I get into is stopping at Casey's or stopping at one of the food establishments and getting a frozen Coke, you know, but to take that $1.92, that, you know, bottle of pop's gotten expensive. It's like $2.40 now.
You got that right, man.
You know, but taking that and giving it to the rice bowl, you know, so that we can help others. But this is a way for us, I believe, to help, you know, that we become a part of the world community, you know, that we do pray in a special way for peace to come to that part of the world, but also peace in our own hearts. So yes.
I think it's definitely kind of just that idea of like how we all make up the mystical body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so often we can, you know, think of the church as only those people that we see in the pews with us, and realizing mm-hmm. they're part of something even larger and greater, you know, how we all are making up the mystical body of Christ, all of those, you know, who've been baptized.
Right.
And, you know, and when one part suffers, the whole body suffers. And how do we mm-hmm. you remain united in the challenging and sinful world?
Yeah.
Here's one of the questions, you know, that I get also a lot, you know, like with the fasting days, you know, and abstinence days. So fasting, the rule is, you know, we can only take one full meal with two other light meals and don't eat anything in between meals. However, liquids are allowed. Mm-hmm. So can we drink pop on those days?
I would encourage you to try and avoid it. Like, like if you want to drink water, like, all right. But I'm like going like pop, like, come on.
Yeah, man. I know.
You can do it.
It's hard for me to do.
Yeah, that is what fasting means. You do something which is hard to do for you.
Well, if that's the case, I'm doing about 50 things this Lent.
Yeah.
So kind of talking about Ash Wednesday, you know, we know it's the kickoff to Lent. Mm-hmm. So the priest has two options of what they can say when they put ashes on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
So they have repent and believe in the gospel.
Okay.
And then remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. Mm-hmm. Which one do you think you're going to go with and why?
I'm going to probably go with remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. And a little bit of that is, you know, the situation, you know, that I'm in now with my yeah. with my cancer diagnosis, that this body is just a shell, you know, and but it can't touch my soul. It can't touch my heart, you know, my spirit. And so I think that's a reminder that, you know, our time here is finite. And when we say, remember, you are dust and to dust you shall return, mm-hmm. it's a reminder to us that why also we make this journey of Lent, because our life can be seen as a journey of Lent. So we come to the resurrection. I'm about 95% sure that's what I'm going to do. Unless, you know, you and I are doing Mass together at Notre Dame and you say, I'm going to do repent, believe in the gospel. I don't think one line should be doing repent, believe in the gospel, and the other line doing remember you are dust.
Maybe the certain people in that church are going to be more sinners than the other. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's interesting. I didn't know there were two.
The only one
I've heard is you are dust and to dust you shall return.
Yeah, repent and believe in the gospel is another one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, we're at least I'm learning something tonight.
There we go. Yeah. Can't beat that.
Which one are you going to use, Father Dennis?
I go with the repent and the believe the gospel.
Okay.
Yeah, because why? I also support your idea that our body is just something passing, but our spirit is eternal. That is really strong. And I will go with the repent and the believe the gospel, especially during this time of Lent, because repentance and strong belief, they are really, really very, very strong during this time. We need to repent. We need to renew our faith. We need to live our faith and amend our lives. So I will go with this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know which one you're using yet?
I'm not sure yet. Like, because I'm leaning both ways. Like, remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return, because, you know, at the end of the day, like, we're all going to come before the judgment seat of Christ. We're all going to see Christ, you know, face to face. But on the other side, it's, you know, repent and believe in the gospel. Like, this is a time for us to go out into the desert, just like God has called his chosen people, you know, from Egypt, and they go out into the desert. And here's Christ. He's just been baptized, and he goes out and he spends 40 days in the desert to prepare him for something great. How well, you know, which way do we go? Well, we can go kind of either way, but it's how do we best prepare ourselves? So we're excited. We're ready to run to the tomb like the apostles, you know, on Easter Sunday, you know, and allow the beloved disciple to allow Peter to go in first.
So the first week of Lent, based on the readings and based on the gospel, what is the message that we take and focus on for the first week of Lent?
You'll have to wait and see. Come next Sunday for the first Sunday of Lent. You'll have to stop in and listen to the live stream at 4 o'clock on Saturday night, or even hear it played back down at St. Paul's right here on KCDM Radio.
Yeah. I think for me, it's one of the things, because I smiled when you were reading it today. You know, after 40 days of fasting, he was hungry. Well, duh. but I think for that is what do we hunger for in the things of this world? Do we truly hunger for Christ? And are we willing, as you said, to go into the desert with him? Or do we hunger for the things of this world? You know, and if we think that the things of this world are going to bring us the most happiness, then this is just another 40 days. It's no big deal. But if we truly hunger for Christ and his way, we're going to go into the desert with him. And I think the other thing too, and I know that this is something I got taught in seminary. This is your ADA money at work here, folks. You know, if you look, because Matthew and Luke are very similar in their temptations, but there's one big difference. Matthew has Jesus going to Jerusalem in the second temptation. Luke has him going third in the third temptation. And that's because in the Gospel of Luke, all roads lead to Jerusalem, where the crucifixion is going to, the passion is going to take place, but also the resurrection. And so I think that's why we go into the desert. That's why we fast. That's why we abstain. So we can make that journey with Jesus so that we can come to know him, you know, as the Emmaus story in Luke says, in the breaking of the bread, but also that we may come to know him, that he is risen. The apostles experienced him. We are called to experience him as well.
So in this first week of Lent, we need to decide whether we're going to go out in the desert with Jesus or whether we're going to kind of stay in our own world here with our own focus on what we want.
Yep.
Another thing like to just think about is like just how noisy and busy life is these days. You know, we all have, you know, cell phones for, you know, great. You know, it's easy to contact people, but so often we can get wrapped up in, you know, social media and everything like this, and just being able to go out in the desert, you know, into that quietness, you know, spend that time with the Lord, because we know the Lord is going to talk to us in the silence. He's going to be that faint whisper. For many of us, like, we want that billboard sign. We want that, you know, God to yell at us and tell us where we're going. But it's in the quiet. It's in the silence that God's going to truly speak to our hearts.
Yes. This, oh, go ahead.
I want also to add that in relation to the gospel of the first Sunday of Lent, we see how Jesus was able to overcome the temptations. So, by fasting, he had a strong, and he acquired a kind of spiritual strength. So, when you fast, it is not just for the sake of fasting, it is for the sake of strengthening yourself spiritually. And also, another strong message we get there, we see how Jesus was tempted on three things, and this is food.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is glory and power.
Okay.
So these are the things we have to be careful of, because they are most of the things which make us fail or fall into sin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really very important.
Interesting.
And I know we're getting ready to wrap up, but I would like to share with you, I just think this is really powerful, and it's Pope Francis's advice for Lent. So he says, fast from hurting words and say kind words. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from worries and trust in God. That might help us sleep a little better at night. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. Fast from bitterness and fill your heart with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate to others. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. And then this is what you were saying. Fast from words and be silent so you can listen.
Mm. Mm. That's beautiful stuff there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Father Marty, would you... take us out with a closing prayer or a blessing.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And God, our Father, as we come before you on this season of Lent, help us to go into the desert and face our temptations. Give us the grace that we may fast so that you may fill us, to abstain so that we may see the importance of your ways and not the ways of the world. And we ask God to watch over you and bless you. And may you have a grace-filled Lent. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you, Father Marty, Father James, Father Dennis, for helping us to come to a better understanding of the Gospel of Luke and the precepts of the Catholic Church. The pastor's perspective for next week, the second Sunday of Lent, will feature Fathers Marty, James, Dennis, and hopefully Father Mike. He was supposed to be here, but he was under the weather this week. Proclaiming and discussing the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. The Fathers will also be expounding on the first precept of the Catholic Church: you shall attend Mass on Sundays and on holy days of obligation and rest from servile labor.
J&J, be with them on their way. Amen.
Amen. And we would ask everyone to stay tuned in and to tune in next week for Pastor's Perspective. And this is brought to you by KCDM. And we hope to get your input and your comments if you go to kcdmradio.org and give us a call and leave us a message to see, let us know what you think of the program. Thanks to everyone. Thank you all again. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah,
thank you.
God bless everybody.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.